It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93 with TJ here in studio today and joined again by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping in today. You guys had an article in Mankato Magazine we kind of want to go over some of the highlights of, talking about planning ahead for peace of mind. And I think that's so applicable in so many areas of people's life that they don't do it. But this is definitely a good one when it comes to home care for a loved one.
Yeah, you know, it's so important because you really don't want to find yourself making big decisions during a stressful situation. So let's say mom's in the hospital, she had a fall, she broke a hip, and now all of a sudden she's being discharged. And, you know, what do we do? Does she go have rehab? What's going to happen after rehab? And, you know, some of those things. So just kind of looking at some options ahead of time, I think, can be very useful for people.
So what kind of things do we need to do to prepare and plan ahead? If we're going to meet with you and talk about that, are there anything we need to bring along, documents, or is it just kind of a sit-down, chit-chat, get-to-know-each-other session?
Well, it's definitely a sit-down and get-to-know-each-other session. You do want to think about a few things here. There's kind of five things that I'll just really quickly run over here. First of all, it's okay to get help. You know, it's okay for your mom or dad or your loved one to have somebody come in, and we can talk with them about that. But it's okay for you as a caregiver to get a little assistance as well.
Sure.
So just kind of letting go of that guilt right up front would be the first thing to do, determining what you can afford. So that's a part of that conversation that we can have too. And that's one thing about home care that's kind of nice, is that it can be a customized scenario. So if you have loved ones that are coming in that can help a few days a week, factor that in, because that's going to reduce costs for you. You know, and even for people that might be wanting to look at assisted living or some of those different options as well, but really checking things out ahead of time to see what things will cost, what your long-term care insurance will cover if you have that, etc. So that's okay. A good thing to think about as well. Finding the best fit is really important. There's different agencies, there's different places to live, and everybody's services are just a little bit different as well. So, you know, when you're thinking about home care, you want to find something that's a good fit for you and a place that makes you feel comfortable. And one thing that we really try to do is we try to ask some questions during that assessment to find out a little bit personally about the client as well, because personality of caregiver and their care needs will determine who a good fit for them, caregiver wise is.
Good to know.
And I know I'm probably stretching here a little bit, TJ, but just a couple more things.
Sure.
So ensuring the continuity of care, consistency is really key. So just some questions to ask about, what happens if my caregiver gets sick? You know, what happens if somebody needs a vacation? To be able to maybe plan ahead for a caregiver that could be replacing them and making sure you're meeting that person. And staying in the loop. Communication is a huge piece of all of this. So those are just a few things about home care to keep in mind. So when you're planning ahead, you know the right questions to ask, and you know what to be prepared for.
And is that article that we were talking about here today, that those pointers come from, of the Mankato Magazine, is that the current Mankato Magazine, if we want to pick it up and check it out?
That's the current Mankato Magazine, February 2018. And we also have that article on our website, too, at freedomhomecarellc.com. But that was a brief overview. There's more details and a couple more resources in that article. So I suggest you check it out if you have questions.
All right. We got the article. We got the website. What's the phone number if we want to give you a call?
So that's 507-387-4663, 387-4663, or freedomhomecarellc.com.
All right, good stuff today from Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.